welcome to Christmas Chapters Podcast. I have a special co-host today, and that special person is my friend Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast. Anthony, how are you?
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I know. It seems like we've been talking about this forever, and then all of a sudden last week we were like, so like, should we do this? We will be doing a Christmas in July themed episode today, or what some people call like mid-year type of thing. But for us, it's Christmas in July, and it's kind of when we celebrate, we start celebrating for the year to come. So that's kind of our...
Do people actually call it mid-Christmas, mid-year?
Yes, actually. When I was like Googling it, people were like Christmas magic mid-year.
Interesting.
Yeah, well,
I've heard that before.
I know, you learn something new every day.
Every day.
So there are some things that I do, and I know Anthony, you do some things too throughout the year to keep your Christmas spirit live. But is there anything in particular in July that you do to kind of like, you know, feel Christmassy or to do something for Christmas in July?
Yeah. So obviously, Tis a Podcast, we cover a Christmas movie or TV show every week. Yeah. 8 years in, we're really scraping the Hallmark TV barrel now.
you don't say.
So Christmas in July, I'll usually pull out the big guns the week of. Like this week, I'll watch like, you know, Elf, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, The Santa Claus, all the good ones, all the classics.
Yeah.
And I'll also bake a batch of Christmas cookies for the actual day itself. Just a small batch, but something to put me in the mood.
What type are you going to do?
Sugar, usually. I love sugar, and I love snickerdoodle.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Oh, also, they're not the candy kiss cookies you see where the kiss is on top of, like, you know, the dough.
Yeah.
It's like molded in a ball, and you get like mini chocolate chips and a candy kiss and mold the dough around it and cook it that way. Yeah.
So kind of like a Buckeye, like when you dip. I know it's peanut butter and chocolate, but I guess kind of like you roll it. And then...
Ooh, yeah. I kind of like that actually, but they're really good.
Yeah. Buckeyes are my favorite. I always do like a layer of Buckeyes for Christmas. I'll do a layer of Buckeyes, and then I'll do Christmas crack. Everyone loves that. I don't know why.
Christmas crack. What's that?
It's like, you don't know what Christmas crack is? Come on.
I might know it as something different.
Yeah, it is. It is known for other things. But it's like when you get the crackers on the bottom, and then you put like the caramelized butter on top of it, and then like caramelized butter and brown sugar. And then you let that cool, and then you put some chocolate on top and you melt that. And then you can put like sprinkles, like Christmas colored sprinkles. But when it hardens like you can crack them apart. So it kind of like Christmas bark. Like,
I was about to say, is it like tree bark?
Yes, kind of. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
I think like tree bark is usually just like melted chocolate, doesn't have that cracker on the bottom, but it's like a saltine cracker that kind of layers the bottom, and it's so good. Like the sweetness from the chocolate, and then the saltiness from the caramel, and the saltine is like, yeah, it's really good.
That sounds really good. I'll tell you what my favorite Canadian treat is.
Ooh, yeah, tell me. And I feel like I was picking your brain before, but I didn't want to like ruin the surprise of your Canadian box that I'm gonna send you.
And it's not like, I don't think it's not holiday specific, because every time I went up there, I had it. But yeah. I love when people, I don't even know, it's the Nano Remo bars that people make with the shredded coconut on the bottom and like the custard in the middle and the chocolate on top.
The Nanaimo bars.
Nanaimo bars, that's it. I love the Nanaimo bars.
Yes, they are a big thing. Well, obviously like with bars and stuff like that, they are very big out. Yeah, all the time, actually. So, like, you go to any grocery store, and they have, like, the bakery section, and they'll have, like, blondies, brownies, Nanaimo bars, lemon squares, and, like, that's a staple. So, yes, we get them all the time.
I love it. Wait, so what do you do special for Christmas in July?
Okay, so Christmas in July. So what I've kind of been putting out there to myself this year is on the 25th of each month, I've been doing something small, Christmassy, to like give myself a little bit of a boost. So whether it's like in the colder months, I was putting on like Christmas socks on the 25th, or I was watching like one of my favorite TV shows with a Christmas episode. And then Christmas in July, well, as you know, I went to that event this weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh,
the horse races. Awesome. Yeah, I told myself in Christmas of July I would do like a market or something to like, you know, commemorate Christmas in July. So I was looking for a local market. I didn't see anything, but I did see the horse races that the Grinch and Santa were gonna be racing off with each other.
Who won? Oh, come on.
Santa? Of course Santa won.
I kind of wish the Grinch would have won.
That's what all the kids were saying that, and I was just like, stupid children.
Stupid Anthony.
Of course you want the Grinch to win. But then I actually was, this is the funny part, I was listening to like the debates between the parents, like the adults, and they were like, wait, is it the Grinch from like before his heart grew three sizes larger, or was it the Grinch like after, when he was like, you know, monumental and saving his life? And I was like, that is such an adult conversation. The kids were all like, yeah, the Grinch is gonna beat Santa, and I was just like, well, would the Grinch beat Santa if it was the Grinch that didn't steal Christmas at the end, or would he?
That's a good question.
Right? Yeah.
Did you read the official sequel to The Grinch that came out like 2 years ago?
No. What?
I think like Dr. Seuss's family, like, you know, actually like approved it and everything. It's like,
I didn't.
It's a green book instead of a red one, but it's called How the Grinch Lost Christmas.
Okay, I did. I think I heard you guys talking about it. I think it was you and Jerry or something. You and Jerry were talking about it. I was like, I gotta get my hands on that, and I never did. No.
It doesn't touch the original, but it's pretty good. It's like he's so into Christmas now, but he's so into it. Like he wants to win the annual like Christmas decorating contest, and he just goes overboard and like gets mean about it.
That's funny. And you know what? That's so on par, because like the whole like I kind of reel it back to like the Jim Carrey version, and I know you don't.
I love that version. That's one of Jim Carrey's best movies.
Between that and Ace Ventura, like those two are just, they're less, other than doing that and then doing a podcast. So those are the two things I told myself that I would commemorate Christmas in July with. And then you gave me the idea of doing something special. Like I might do a, maybe not a Christmas cookie. I might do like, I don't know. What I'll do, but I think I'll bake something that day.
I love the idea that you do something special on the 25th of each month. That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
And I know like Tim Babb releases his episode on the 25th of each month to keep it special.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of something that I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was Brian from Festive Foreign Films. And he was saying that he does something with his family once a month, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. But it was that, listening to their podcast, that gave me the like, oh my God, that's such a great idea. So now that's what I'm doing. And it's like the little like secret Christmas magic that I give myself a little tiny bit each month. And it's like, it's just enough that it doesn't make me miss Christmas like I used to, kind of. It gives me the like sensation of it little bits at a time, and I kind of enjoy that now. Yeah
There, it's all about keeping the spirit alive. What's the Christmas Carol quote? Keep it alive in your heart year round. Keep it in your heart all year round.
Yes, that sounds very Charles Dickens. Is there anything that you, this is always what I love to ask people, but like, do you do anything like secretly Christmassy? Like when you're at your desk, do you like listen to Christmas music? And
all the time. I listen. So I actually am really bad about it. So I have, especially this time of year when it's really hot, and like from like April to maybe September, October, I'm really bad about listening to Christmas music all the time. that by the time we get to the Christmas season, I'm like, oh my god, this is on again. Like, I still love it, but it's kind of like I'm getting tired of it, like, because I've been listening to it all year. So I've been trying to scale that back this early, but it's been so hot here recently, I've had to, it's like a mental way to try to cool myself down.
I know.
I mean, I know this is an audio podcast, but I am super tan right now.
I know, you are, very much so. And I was just telling you recently that, like, if you look at yourself, like, now, compared to, like, even a couple months ago, you don't even, like, not that you don't look the same, but, like, you physically have a different look about yourself since you've moved to Florida. And I think it's, like, the vitamin D that you're getting, like, it's just, like, pumping your soul with, like, goodness, and, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But, yeah, like, for anyone who stalks my social media, if you see me with headphones and a picture outside in Florida, chances are I'm listening to Christmas music because it's so hot. I'm trying to trick my brain into thinking it's cool outside.
Thinking it's cool? Oh my god.
but besides that, my desk at work, let's see. Yes. On recording days, if I haven't yet watched the movie, or chances are I've seen it in the past and I just haven't had a chance to rewatch it yet, I'll go on Wikipedia and, like, start reading trivia and reminding myself what happened.
Yep.
Just in case I don't get a chance to rewatch it before recording. I have little, just to decorate my desk with, printed, like, a bunch of, like, yeah, it only took me 30 seconds. I didn't waste hours on that work.
No,
in case anyone's listening.
No, oh my god.
But yeah, like, just little things like that. And I have Christmas tattoos, so if I get really bored, I'll just admire my Charlie Brown Christmas tattoo and be like, it's almost Christmas.
Your Christmas tattoo amongst your, like, creepy clown tattoos?
Against the creepy clown tattoos, yeah. Tom made me laugh when we did our Christmas in July or Leon Day episode during the commercials, and I was talking about how creepy Ronald McDonald was, and he was like, I am literally staring at a bloody clown on your arm.
I know. I was like, oh my god, that's true. Yeah, that's
yeah. What about you at work? How do you see the Christmas?
See, like, I used to have my own room, and then I got, like, downgraded to a cubicle. Boo. So my cubicle is kind of, like, hard to decorate, but I used to have little things, like, hanging in my room and stuff, and everyone would just be like, oh, it's Ashley, like, she likes Christmas all the time. And sometimes I'd be like, yeah, I leave it up here to keep the magic alive, and sometimes it's just because I can't reach it to, like, take it down, so it stays up there. So I just leave it there, and everyone just thinks I have Christmas spirit all year round. But anyways, I have, so Charlie, who does a lot of our podcast logos.
Mm-hmm. Love Charlie.
Around the Christmas, yeah, shout out to Charlie. Closer to Christmas podcast, and I believe his art is Ague Design. Yeah, so he did a bunch of these minis for his, like, he was releasing one a day for, I think it was 24 days, and it was, like, characters from classical Christmas movies, and there was, of course, one of the Grinch, and there was one of the Belle from the Polar Express, and it says Believe, and the Polar Express is one of my favorite movies, so I got that one, and the Grinch is one of my favorite movies.
That's the one I don't like, the Polar Express.
The Polar Express, that's right, yes.
I love the book, the movie's
That's so weird that you don't like it, because, like, I thought they did such a good job. I mean, it's creepy a little bit as a kid, but, like, oh. This is the joys of filming outside. There's just, like, bees coming at me.
They just want to get in the holiday spirit. By the way, I love your Santa Stanley cup there.
Right? And it's bedazzled. My Stanley cup is bedazzled. I know you have, like, pictures on yours, don't you?
Yeah, Halloween, so Halloween, but every, like, few months I replace this water bottle. It starts... losing its ability to keep things cold and stuff, and then I'll replace it with stickers. So this time it's horror themed, but by the time, did you get, it's like a stamp, it's those big thermoses, like kind of like the one you have, but Hallmark last year had the Santa one. It was red with this belt that goes around.
No, probably not.
Anyway, well, this just goes to show how much money I spend at Hallmark, because I got it for free.
What?
It's like this heavy, wonderful quality mug. Like, it's not a cheap thing. It's like metal, it's, or, you know, whatever, stainless steel, whatever it is.
Oh my God.
And I got it for free. That's how much money I spend. Well, I go in before I moved, and they'd be
Gotcha.
like, "Oh, you're Anthony Caruso," when I give my name, because I always put so many ornaments inside. They're like, "Oh, you're Anthony Caruso." It's like I'm infamous.
Oops, oops. And there's probably like two little old ladies who run the shop, and they're just like, yeah, I know who this guy is. Talk to him. Okay, so I actually have a fun little July Joy or December Delight lightning round. So
Ooh, let's do it.
there's just a couple of them, but we can like chat after about your
Okay.
favorite and stuff. So you have to choose between the two options in this festive lightning round. Are you ready?
So my answers are either July Joy or December Delight.
No, you can like, so
Oh,
I'll tell
okay.
you the
You're gonna
choices
give
so
me
you
the
can choose.
options. Yep,
Yeah.
got it.
Okay, so beach barbecue or fireplace dinner?
Fireplace dinner.
Santa in flip-flops or a reindeer in sunglasses?
Feet are disgusting, so reindeer and sunglasses. At least old man feet
Yeah,
are.
I think that might change my view on Santa.
Oh,
Hot cocoa or iced peppermint latte?
hot cocoa.
Okay. Pumpkin spice latte or frozen pina colada?
Oh man.
I
Pumpkin spice. Gotta go pumpkin spice.
was gonna say, you cannot be Floridian enough yet to choose the pina colada, okay? Don't.
August 26th, by the way, pumpkin spice comes back at
I
Starbucks
know, yeah.
officially.
That we got our Canadian like debut too. So that's usually we're like a month away from you. Okay, and my last but not least is Reese's peanut butter trees or any flavored ice cream.
Reese's peanut butter trees. I thought you were gonna really make it hard to be like the Reese's peanut butter trees or the Reese's peanut butter jack-o'-lanterns. And then it's like,
Yes.
ooh.
I know, I was gonna do that, but then I thought that was cruel and unusual punishment, so I just decided to go with a July Joy.
By the way, you were the one who messaged this to me about like the little designs they have coming out this year for Halloween, like the vampire Kit Kats and
Right?
like
The
I
Charlie.
can't.
We don't get anything like Halloween themed or whatever until like, I don't know, maybe when school's back in order. Like obviously the some decor comes out in August, and when you go to Michael's has everything because it's a craft store, but
But like, yeah, I don't know how you do it with all that stuff coming out later than it does here. Like the best place I ever worked, not like company wise, but location wise, was in Jersey City.
yeah.
And it was right by Michael's, but the Macy's right below my office was one of the test store Macy's.
Oh my God.
So they would decorate for Christmas in like April because they do the test store and model it so that all the other stores across the country could model it afterwards. So they would do it like months in advance. So like in April, May, I'm going in there for hits of serotonin on my lunch break. I loved
God, I'm so jealous.
it.
I obviously don't have a Macy's out here, and like a dream of mine has been to do like New York for Christmas or for like, you know, just no November sometime when they do the switchover. And I would love to just see the Macy's like, oh, just lit up. And I, so yeah, Macy's.
That Macy's is amazing. So many Macy's are closing down now. Like that one will probably be the last if it ever closes, but I love that Macy's. And that Macy's has been around forever. Like, so the farther up in the store you go, like the escalators turn wooden.
Yeah,
I
that's
love it.
interesting. Escalator
Yep.
and wooden. Also, I didn't tell you what my options were when we did the festive lighting round, so I'm gonna quickly go through them. Okay, so
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
beach barbecue and fireplace dinner. And if you took out the beach part, barbecue would be my favorite because like I prefer everything barbecued. And then Santa in flip-flops or reindeer in sunglasses. And for the same reason that you also said reindeer in sunglasses, because I don't think I would be able to unsee Santa in flip-flops.
Yeah,
He needs to keep his boots on. And then hot cocoa or iced peppermint latte. I have an iced drink any time of the year, basically. So iced peppermint latte.
I'm the complete opposite. I'll be out here in 100 degree weather having a hot drink.
I cannot, like, when you're out in the pool and you're reading your book and you take a picture of Starbucks, I want to melt for you. I just, like, die inside, and you're just like, oh, this is my second of the day. And then pumpkin spice latte or frozen pina colada. And mine is also a PSW or PSL because, like, why not? And I don't really drink all that often. So pina colada is, you know, fun sometimes. And then Reese's Trees or ice cream. And it's a hard one for me because I love both of them. But I'm going to choose the Reese's Trees because they're so special.
I was about to say, there is only one correct answer.
Yeah, no, it was not. but anyways, so another thing that I like to spark conversation about is about nostalgia and magic. And, you know, because that's what the theme of my whole podcast is about. But I would love for you to talk about a Christmas that changed you, or a Christmas that really, like, affected you. And it could be in a bad way too. It could be something that affected you and kind of changed you for, you know, the bad, or it could be something that changed you and, you know, made you into this Christmas loving person that you are. So if you have something.
Well, the bad one immediately jumps to mind.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it's the year I found out a hard truth about Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I found out right before school, I found out the truth about Santa right before school broke up for break, winter break.
Oh.
I was in the fourth grade.
Fourth grade?
Fourth grade.
Oh.
And my parents used to send away, and now you can do it online, but back in the day you had to, like, send away for the letters from Santa.
Yeah.
And, you know, you tell them a little bit about your kid and they send you the letter. And I brought it in to show my teacher. And my next door neighbor, she lived right beside me. She was like my first girlfriend too.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Santa's not real. My teacher got so mad at her and told me not to listen to her.
Of course not.
But it stuck in my head. So I get in the car and ask my mother if Amanda was her name. Amanda was right. And my mother's just all silent. And then that night, her and my dad sit me down to have a talk with me together. And I'll never forget it, because Frosty the Snowman was on TV. Oh. And I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried.
Oh.
And it was awful. And after like an hour of crying, my little old mind rationalized everything by saying, well, at least the Easter Bunny's real. And I saw my parents exchange a look, and I was like, wait, does that mean the Easter Bunny's not real either?
Oh my god. No.
It was an awful Christmas.
That sounds terrible. And I feel like maybe that shows a little bit of your parents' ability not to lie to you, because I find that that's, like, kind of something that as an adult you look back on and you think to yourself, yeah, I get that there's, like, keeping the magic, but then there's also, like, a hard truth that needs to come out at some point. It's like, you know, you knew that when faced with a question, they had to respond. So
they had to respond.
I think that was, it shows you as an adult that your parents really couldn't lie to you. And that's not an awful thing either.
No, it's not. I mean, that was only the, that is literally only the bad, the only bad Christmas I can remember. And it wasn't even bad.
Yeah.
It was still a magical Christmas morning or whatever, but
I was going to say, the fact
slightly less magical
for you is, like, and all these years later still means that they didn't need anything to keep the magic going.
Yeah, that Christmas morning was hard, and my sister is excited that Santa visited, and I'm just sitting there, I have to act.
Oh, and you didn't tell her, right? You didn't?
I did not. Oh, my parents did the whole spiel, if you tell her, you're not going to get any gifts, and things like that. The longer she believes, the better it is for you, because Santa has to bring you all the gifts, too. And
of course. Okay.
So.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. I guess, like, for me, Christmas that changed me, I always think about the year, and guess it's kind of bad, but it was always a year that was like pivotal to me because I was very complacent and I didn't want to do anything that would like put Santa off of coming to my house. Or like I was the one, like, since I was a really little girl, and I know it was instilled to me from my mother and my grandfather and stuff, good old Irish genes in there, but we would clean up for Santa like the day before. So we made sure that if he came into our house, that, you know, he would know that we were respectable and we kept our house clean. And, you know, so I would clean the house, and I was like 4 years old, like tidying things up and putting garbages and things, and just to like make sure that it was tidy. So yeah, I was probably like eight or nine, and this was a year that I was like, you know, really excited that my brothers were, you know, still kind of participating, because they were a little bit older than me, and I just wanted to like keep them participating for as long as possible. But they would get up in the middle of the night, and I didn't know that. I just thought we all were sleeping, being good for Santa. But my two brothers actually woke me up and were snooping through presents. And it was like, I was freaking out. Like, I wasn't freaking out to them because I wanted them to think I was cool, and I didn't want them to like banish me from, you know, playing with them and stuff. So I was watching my older brother with a Swiss Army knife, and he was slitting the presents like at the seams, and then like popping it, or like pushing it if you could push the box and then see inside. He was doing that, and I remember...
That's devious.
Right? Yeah, I know. He was probably like 12. 12?
12? Yes. That's pretty smart and right? Creative for a 12-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I remember the one thing that they did. It was like in a plastic box, like one of those like, I don't know, moldable like plastic kind of plastics. Uh-huh. And it was a Cartman alarm clock. And when you shook it or did it, was like it would talk like Cartman and and say things. And so anyways, yeah, so obviously it said stuff, and I freaked out. My brothers ran down, like my brothers, one of them slept downstairs, one slept upstairs. They went to their places, and I was stuck on the couch, and I remember I was like shaking, I was like rocking back and forth. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, because now there's an open present and I'm in front of it, and like I can't just leave it like that because Santa will know. So like he's gonna come back, he's gonna take everyone's presents, and I'm gonna be the one. So like I was sitting there freaking out, and I remember I like fell asleep on the couch, and when I woke up it was like 5 a.m or something when I had woken up, and there was like a loon, you know, the like the TV things that show like fireplace backgrounds or like backgrounds. Okay, so obviously in Canada we had a loon background for one of these, and I woke up and it was on the TV. And I was just like, I was looking at the TV thinking, shut this damn loon off, like, oh my god. I was freaking out. Anyways, when I woke up, obviously the presents were still there, and I was so relieved and just wanted to like wake everyone up to like dig in so that Santa couldn't like come back again and see that they'd opened it. So yeah, that was the year that I experienced a very pivotal moment that, number one, I found out that my brothers woke up in the middle of the night, and we weren't all very good girls and boys, and Santa may look at our house like we're not good. So yeah, that was a changing Christmas for me in a kind of a negative way, because yeah, of course.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm
I can't believe he was 12.
So yeah, anyways, I love your story, and I know that we talked about that a little bit on my Magic of the Season podcast, because it was your it was also like an Easter moment for you, and I do recall. So another, I guess, theme that I wanted to do with you was wanted to do summer Santa shenanigans. And ooh, basically what I had pre-told Anthony to do, but obviously we like to do things you know, off the chain a little bit here. But I wanted him to pretend that he was, so you have to have three elements. It doesn't have to be those like music, activities, and food. It doesn't have to be those. It can be any three elements but I want you to build your vision, and I want to know what your summer themed Christmas party is, and then I'll tell you mine.
It's going to be a summer themed Christmas in July pool party.
Ooh, yes.
The food, we're going to have the Christmas themed dessert, so all the cookies and cakes and candies and stuff like that. And food, I mean, I'm Italian, so you have the Italian food every holiday in addition to the turkey and ham. So rather than go all out with the turkey, we're just going to have some of the, you know, baked ziti and the stuffed artichokes and stuff like that.
Yep.
So there's the food. Music, you got to go with the classics. It's hot outside, you're at the pool, play Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, all of them.
What one song would you play for your Christmas in July?
See, I do not want to go Mili Kalikimaka.
I know, there's two ways you could go there.
I don't. Yeah. But one, I'm not a big fan of that song, honestly. I want to go, like, you know, do Baby It's Cold Outside. To simulate winter.
It's cold weather.
Yep.
I love that. Okay, good. I was going to say, there's one of two ways you can go. You can go Kalikimaka or absolutely anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Always anything else. Except Blue Christmas or River. Don't like those songs either.
That's so funny. By, who was it? Joni something River?
Was it Joni... It wasn't Joni Mitchell, was it?
I think so, yes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Not a fan of that one. I wish I had a river. No.
That's one of my... I have like three sad Christmas songs that I listen to, and that is one of them. And it's not Blue Christmas. It is definitely not that. I cannot stand that song.
And that's something radical. I don't know. Like, maybe I could make a themed party where everyone has to wear, like, red and green bathing suits or something. Ooh. Since it's a pool party.
Yeah.
Or I specially ordered a pair of swim trunks that I still have. They're a little big on me now, but they're Santa shorts. So it's Santa, it looks like his pants, but cut off on the shorts. So there's a white trim, the belt, everything like that. And, yeah.
Hey, I'm sniffing out a good July 25th. Bathing suit that you should be wearing.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Right?
Go down to the pool, make some friends with all my Christmas cookies, and they're like in my Santa bathing suit, they're gonna be like, who the heck is this?
Yeah, they're gonna label you for sure. You've got your Halloween pumpkins out on your balcony between them. So you're gonna be that guy. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
It is not a bad thing. You know what? I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta embrace it. But yeah, there was my party. What about you?
Okay, so my party was going to be beach themed. And of course, because I love the beach. And I also wanted to do, so for my activity, so limbo, but with a like 12-foot Fraser fir and freshly cut. And so you have to go underneath the Christmas tree, you know, and then at the end of it.
A little heavy for people to raise and lower.
Guess what? I can do it. I can lift that. And me and my dad always carried a 12 foot. So
if that's true.
Little old me could, then I know there's two people who can. So yeah. And then after the activity's done, burn it. Just burn it. Which is the best thing, to watch a Christmas tree burn in a bonfire. So that would be an activity. And then for the food, what I would do is like a Grinch theme. I don't know why, but I always think that you can have so much fun with Grinch theme. You can do like a bright green punch. Food, and then the music, the song that I was thinking I would play is probably, I don't know, like Paul McCartney. I would do like a Paul McCartney. Or
Wonderful Christmas Time?
Yes. Or a, like, I don't know if I'd go crooner. You know what I mean? Like, I would go crooner, obviously, because they're my favorite. But I'm thinking for, like, an upbeat type of thing, I would pull that. Or, like, Wham! Or who else? Maybe a Michael Bublé, because, you know, Canadian. And
love it.
Love him.
Yeah, I mean, he is defrosting right now with Mariah Carey.
He is, yes. Mariah Carey is super defrosting because she's releasing her 16th album, by the way. So, just so you know. But yeah, so that would be my choice. And then
I
pick who would be better? Whose party would be better?
Yours, because you have the drinks. But I should have said, like, drinks are obvious. I'm gonna obviously have drinks.
Of course you're gonna have drinks. Yeah.
I like the idea of the Grinch punch. I've seen pictures of, like, the Grinch punches people do.
Yeah.
I also really like the Grinch trees people do, where they deck it out like it's the Grinch's body and his head is kind of the tree topper. Yeah, stuff.
I know. I see. I'm a planner by heart, and like as somebody who's like an actual event planner, I've wanted to do so many of these like cool holiday party things, but I've just never gotten around to it because I always like just don't have the time, and I don't know why. I just don't, and I always try to allocate it. So maybe one day I'll get to do a cool themed like Christmas party, and I'm going to definitely do a Grinch theme because I've seen some like really cool paper cutouts you can do of like the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who, and you can like have them like stand out. So yeah, it's in my future for sure.
I feel like I also need to add for mine, since I host a movie podcast. That's in the evening when people are still by the pool and still ridiculously hot, you pull down like a screen, do an outdoor movie.
Yeah.
And I would probably show, since it's July, so we're also closer to spooky season, like Nightmare Before Christmas. So you get both of both worlds to wrap it up.
Yes. Yeah. Love that. And you could also do it like Jaws themed, where like everyone's in their dinky boats in the pool and you can like watch it with like a cozy blanket and a pillow in there.
Mm-hmm.
I have some holiday hot takes for you, and this kind of is a little bit different because I kind of want to hear your not popular, like your unpopular opinion. So your unpopular Christmas opinion, like for me, it would be that I think that Home Alone 2 is better than the original, and a lot of people don't think that. So something like that, or a couple things like that.
Okay. You want mine?
Yes, I want yours.
Okay, well, the easy one is I don't like candy canes. I don't like peppermint flavored anything at Christmas. What? It just tastes like toothpaste. And don't get me started at peppermint hot chocolate. That just seems like I brushed my teeth after eating a chocolate bar.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of So candy canes. I love the aesthetic. I love candy cane decorations, but don't have me eat one. And I also do not like gingerbread.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
So the two big, I know, the two big like stereotypical like what they're eating in Hallmark movies, I don't like. Yeah.
That is I'm judging you.
You should. I get that from everyone.
I'm appalled, and I think you're like, yeah, I know, I get that.
This one will be heresy for you.
Okay.
Heresy for you, because you're Canadian, and I know this. Mm-hmm. I prefer fake trees to real ones. Because I can put it up November 1st and not worry about it dying before Christmas. And now they put the scents in the tree and everything, and it's awesome.
So, like, what I've done... in my house, I've only got like a 1,000-square-foot house. It's, you know, just like a one floor, very small little cottage style home. And I have like a nice kind of sunroof in my living room. So I got a decent size artificial tree to go in there for that purpose. But I kind of made room so that I could still get a fake Christmas tree. So in my dining room, I put a 6-foot, you know, something a little bit chunkier, like a, maybe not a Fraser fir because they're kind of stark, but like more like a Douglas fir maybe. And last year I got a really nice Norwegian, I think it was a Norwegian spruce, and that was amazing. I loved it. So I do try to like still do like a small Christmas tree. And this year I don't know if I'll do that, but I just think like my house just looks, chef's kiss. I love it.
I own 3 fake Christmas trees, all like 6 to 8 feet.
Yeah.
I only have room for one in my apartment, in my last apartment, but I got my parents' first Christmas tree when they were first married. Aww. I got my grandparents' tree that they had for the last 40 years of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then You know, these are the old ones where you put it together branch by branch.
Oh yeah, no.
So, and you know, with the labeled with different colors and stuff, and the colors are so faded, you're like, is that blue or is that black? They're both
Oh.
so dark, or they kind of look the same size, whatever.
Oh my
And you have
God.
to shape it all individually. So I love them. I don't want to get rid of them. When I have a house, I'll put them up. But when I can only have one tree, I best $600 I ever spent in my life, Home Depot, three pieces, plug it in, the light's already on,
Love
and
it.
boom.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And
I totally agree with that. And like,
I'll tell you too, like, as much as I love decorating, I love the finished product and everything, shaping the tree frustrates me. And then doing the lights frustrate me. I love decorating with the ornaments, with the lights
yeah.
and the shaping. I'm like, ugh. Gets my blood pressure up.
I, so just like you, I bought, when I moved into this house, I bought a tree that went here. And it's like, it's half like artificial tree and half like PVC type of thing. So it's like, it looks like, I'm trying to explain like the feeling of it. Like the newer fake trees that you see kind of have like a plasticky kind of feel to it, but it looks real. So it's a mix of that plus like the pipe cleaner old tree. Like, you know, so it can bunch out in the inside and kind of fill in the inside, which I really love. I love that because it, like I said, it fills out the middle, doesn't look, you know, scarce, and it's very full. So I love that, but it is a pain in the motherfucker ass because it takes me like a week because I'll do the bottom and then I do the bottom section and then do the middle one. And I only have like an hour when I get home, you know, from work and after I'm done eating. And especially in November, it's dark here by like 4 o'clock. So tired. And so I pick away at it every day. And I'm, you know, I'm almost certain that it gives me supremely high anxiety in the holiday season because I continuously pick at it. I hate that. I really do. But so like you said, other than that, I love it so much for the ability that I put it up the day after. Actually, when all the kids come knocking on this door here, the tree is right here, tucked away. So when I open the door, they can't see it and they can't judge me. But then as soon as they leave, I plug it in and then it goes on November 1st.
I do that too. I will try, especially if Halloween's on a weekend, which I think it is this year.
Ooh.
I love doing the whole switch out at midnight and decorating so it's all ready by morning.
Oh my
Halloween's a Friday this year, so I can definitely do that this
God.
year.
Is it actually? Ooh. I love that.
So that means I'll be either decorating at midnight or bombed somewhere at midnight partying.
Like, do you have any more unpopular opinions about Christmas? I know you do.
Oh, let's
The Polar
see.
Express one is pretty large, if I do say so myself.
I like the book. The movie is just like Tom Hanks didn't need to play every character and like that animation.
Like
I
Tyler
say
Perry
that,
plays every character in his movie.
yeah, it's like Madea, the Polar Express version, and I don't
I know.
I prefer Disney's A Christmas Carol with
Okay.
Jim Carrey to the Polar Express. And I know it's the same animation style, but I actually really like that version, which I know is also controversial.
My favorite part of that whole movie is when he's the flame and he's like, don't know why. It just gets me every time. It gets me every time.
We had, is this Adam from Merry Britmas write to us when we covered that show ages ago, that movie like during our first year. And
Yeah.
he's a teacher. And he said they do a Christmas carol in school. And he was able to pick out the one kid who watched the movie instead of read the book because he wrote about when Scrooge gets shrunk down and gets chased by the carriage, which obviously doesn't happen in the book.
Yes.
Muppets Christmas Carol is overrated. I like it. I love the Muppets. But although I was just talking about this with Jerry, how have they not made Gonzo and Rizzo into Christmas ornaments yet for Hallmark? Like as Dickens and
They
Dickens's
haven't?
helper? No.
Oh my God.
Not official Hallmark ones, anyway.
Wow, that's really shocking, actually. Yeah, I obviously don't agree with you. I love Muppet's Christmas Carol because the musical, I don't know, genius that's behind it is just like, yeah, I
I
love
mean, I love the Scrooge song and Marley, the
it.
two of them. But I think my favorite version of A Christmas Carol is actually the one we got a few years ago with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. Spirited.
No way.
I love that one. I think that one's so fun.
I actually have not seen it.
Oh, well, that you need to watch it. It's fun. It's a musical.
Well, yeah. I
yeah, let's hear some of yours, because you disagreed with all of my unpopular opinions.
Basically, all of them. Well, obviously, number one is Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and actually, I refuse to even watch it because of that specific... I've always been like that since I was little, since I knew what Die Hard was. I was like, I'm never going to watch it because I hate it.
I won't say that's unpopular, because half true. The people think it. It's not, even though you're wrong, it totally is. And I have the advent calendar of Alan Rickman falling every day.
I like a lot of things Christmas. I don't.
I would never guess from somebody who likes a Christmas podcast. Host a
I know,
Christmas
right?
Podcast.
Yep. Yeah, never guess. I do not like peppermint flavored coffee creamer. Like the one that's, they put like Will Ferrell's face on and call it like Elf or Buddy the Elf or something. That's disgusting. I like just cannot. It tastes like some sort
with you.
Of chemical menthol mix. It is really disgusting.
I think the sugar cookie creamers are disgusting.
Yeah.
And I love sugar cookies, but they just don't taste right.
It's it doesn't like, taste like a sugar.
And it's like a weird smell, and yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Like, I love everything Christmas. So I'm not like a cookie person. I don't like to eat cookies. So I'll do, like I said, I'll do like a Bark and a Buckeye, which are the chocolate covered peanut butter balls. And I do like squares, and I know it's controversial because everybody loves cookies, but, and like Todd does like a Christmas cookie, like exchange and stuff, super popular for people to do. Cookies, but for me, I just have never gotten pleasure out of cookies. I've always gotten pleasure out of like baked, I don't know, like cakes or something, or like a square, or when somebody does like the shortbread, like millionaire shortbread, which is like the layered kind of shortbread with the cake kind of, it's yeah, something UK, something from the UK. But yeah, so I guess I don't really have too much controversial popular unlikes other than that alone comment, because number two is better than number one. I'm sorry. I also forgot to tell you that I'm planning on putting one of my like outdoor Christmas like statues up. I've got a Grinch statue and I'm hoping to put them up.
That's awesome.
Because you see my Christmas lights, like I keep them up all year, obviously, because they're just like pinned in there. So I'll turn those on. I'm going to turn the Grinch on for the 25th, because the guys like in my area, they all know I'm a Christmas fiend. So I have no shame at all. So yeah, from now until then, I'll be putting my stuff out and getting ready for Christmas in July. And yeah, I'm super excited to do that.
I love it.
Yeah.
We need more Christmas and joy in this world nowadays, so any excuse to celebrate it.
I thoroughly agree with you, especially like you guys. You guys are going through a lot out there.
I mean, yeah, at least it's okay to say Merry Christmas again.
I
sarcasm for anyone who didn't hear that, by the way.
So before we wrap up, do you want to tell people how they can follow you? And also like put in your reviews and stuff like that, because like I always love reading that stuff, especially as somebody who doesn't often go to movies and wants to weed out the stuff. So yes, please put your stuff out there.
So you can find me at TissaPodcast, linktree.com/TissaPodcast. It'll take you to all of the social medias and podcast links for that show. I co-host another show, DC Unlimited, where we talk all things DC Comics, like Batman, Superman, all those movies. Just search DC Unlimited wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at the Sanderson Bro, as in brother. That's my fourth Twitter handle because I was banned 3 times by Elon Musk, but I'm back and have been well behaved enough. I haven't been banned a fourth time. And you can follow me on Letterboxd because I see a lot of movies. And my name there is Anthony C929 or A Caruso 929, one or the other. I was
One.
trying to find it, but
If you go
yeah.
onto your Instagram, you post all of your stuff on your Instagram there. That's how you can find that letterbox stuff. That's how I get it anyways.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and
You too, and thanks for having me on.
no
Always
problem.
a pleasure.
Of course.
Well, guys, that's a wrap on today's Christmas chapter. Keep the spirit alive and remember, every chapter is better when shared. See you next time, and until then, stay merry and bright.